Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Welcome to today's episode of Your Daily Scrum. Professional Scrum trainers Ryan Ripley and Todd Miller here to answer your burning questions about Scrum. Todd, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ryan. Thank you for asking. It sounds like we have another burning question.
Well, we got one on, actually, someone sent a LinkedIn message to Todd. So this is really cool.
Yeah,
people are starting, they're sending us questions.
That means some of these videos are probably okay.
Yeah, we're doing all right. Yeah. And that's a good reminder. So if you have a question you want to see answered on Your Daily Scrum, leave us a comment below. So if you're on YouTube right now, it'll be somewhere down in here.
Or maybe over here.
Or somewhere. Maybe it's up there. I don't know what device you're looking at. But leave us a message in the comment section with your question. You can hit us at agileforhumans.com, where you'll find our email and contact and all that fun stuff. So send your questions. You might see it answered on a future episode of Your Daily Scrum. But here's today's question. Mm-hmm. Help. I'm starting a new Scrum Master job, and there are so many things I want to change. Where do I start?
Yeah. And a little context, the Scrum Master that reached out to me had started a new job as a Scrum Master just a few weeks ago. And they're like, there's so much, I'm freaking out. There's so much stuff that I want to, that is not in line with the Scrum Guide and what I know. So, and by the way, this would be a great thing for your daily Scrum.
You know what, Todd? I have to go back to the words of the OG Scrum Master, Vanilla Ice. Stop, collaborate, and listen. Ice, baby. Right? Clearly, I'm a 90s kid. If you don't know that song, check it out on YouTube. I'm sure you'll love it. But seriously, stop, collaborate, listen. I don't know about you, Todd, but whenever I take a new Scrum Master role, I really try to observe as much as possible. Mm-hmm. I want to sit back. I want to see how things are working. I want to get the feel for the organization, the team, the stakeholders, the executives. I'm really reluctant to make too many changes too quickly.
Yeah. You know, I can think of a story just recently, maybe a year and a half ago where I took a good 2 full weeks just trying to get the context of a situation before I decided on one thing. And I actually got called out by somebody on it. They're like, what are we paying you for if you're just sitting and listening all the time? Yeah. And then I launched into all my observations that I had so far just for a little bit, just to show them that part of being a Scrum Master is to listen and to understand what might be going on. But I think this is some pretty good advice. And I've had this in my head since you said the Vanilla Ice thing that I wanted to queue up into our next bullet point. Are we ready to do that?
Yeah, let's go.
So rolling in my 5.0 to the next, you can't get it. If anybody knows,
they're groaning. They're hitting the thumbs down. No, we got to get back to thumbs up.
Yeah. So our next bullet point.
You know, there's this temptation to do a lot of things. And I, as soon as I saw this question, Todd, I first thought of Vanilla Ice, but then I thought of the late, great Jerry Weinberg and his Rudy's Rutabaga Rule. And for those of you who have never read Secrets of Consulting, it's a must-read book. One of the things that Jerry talks about is Rudy's Rutabaga Rule. And the essence here is once you eliminate your number one problem, number two gets a promotion, right? So as a scrum master, after I've stopped, I've listened, I've done a, you know, done all the right things there, I want to figure out what the biggest burning problem is for the team. And I want to solve that. I want to, and whether that's, if it's an impediment, I'm going to go work with the organization to solve it. If it's something that I need to collaborate with the scrum team on, I'm going to go do that. But I'm trying to find that number one and solve it. And guess what? Once that thing drops away, number two gets a promotion and suddenly that's the next big problem. And so I'm not so worried about solving everything at once because I know once I solve the big problem, number two gets a promotion. What do you think, Todd?
Yeah. You know, I wish I could name the person that I heard this from, but I heard it and it's really stuck with me for many years now when they said too much change at once can destabilize the situation.
Yeah.
And so I think that by focusing on this one thing that you view as the biggest problem, and trying to eliminate it, trying to bring some understanding as to why, and maybe the theory behind Scrum and empiricism, why it's a problem, making people understand, not just trying to force changes down into it. But if we go in there with a list and try to change everything at once, it could really destabilize the situation. Even more so if you're already in an unstable situation. So I think this is really important advice as well.
Yeah, and I think it's really critical too to validate this number one problem with your scrum team and with the stakeholders and with executives. Make sure that you're not seeing ghosts, right? Mm-hmm. You know, as a scrum master, I see impediments everywhere. I get it. But perhaps an impediment to you is a benefit to someone else. And we need to really be careful and make sure that what we see as the problem really is the problem, right?
Yeah,
100%. Cool. So again, stop, collaborate, listen. Vanilla Ice had it right, Todd. I think our last tip here, don't be a scrum cop.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, we've all fallen into this trap. I have too, right? Yep. This can especially happen in my brain when I'm walking into a new situation, and I see so many different things going on, and it makes me like almost like cringe. And then I start firing at everybody. The daily scrum is 16 minutes a day. It's got to cut back. Yeah. But you can't do this. You can't do that. You can't do this. It doesn't help anybody to take that kind of attitude. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't stand up and fire at what you believe in. What we're saying is kind of rolling back to the advice that we said before this. Think about what's most important at that moment in time, instead of just coming across like a evangelist, which doesn't really help anybody and doesn't cause any change.
You know, I'll add one more on the fly here. As far as if you're having trouble figuring out or discerning what the biggest problem is, of course, ask the team. But if there's even some questions there, I'm trying to spell and talk. I want to start here. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So what is holding up delivery? What's making it impossible to get a done increment of product released or at least potentially releasable by the end of a sprint? If you're struggling with discerning the problems, start with this question and work backwards. Right. Yeah. We want to say good luck. You know, this scrum master is in a brand new role. This is the fun time. It's great to observe. It's great to listen. It's great to collaborate. We hope that you have great success. Yeah. And let us know how it goes. Leave us a message in the comments.
And shout out to that scrum master. I've known them for quite some time. I know they're going to do awesome. So
awesome. Well, I'll tell you what, Todd, I think we're at our time box. And so we got some asks. For all of you out there, we'd love to see you smash that subscribe button. Make sure that you
hit the button.
Hit it, smash it, so that you know when Todd and I release a new episode. We're doing this every day, so we hope you're checking them out. Leave us a message in the comments. Have you been in this situation? What did you do? I know I've rushed into it and made some mistakes. We cover that actually in Fixing Your Scrum, Practical Solutions to Common Scrum Problems. You can read all about the times Todd and I tried to do too much at once and the disasters it led to and how we turned around and solved that. Right. So check out agileforhumans.com if you want to check out the book, if you want to reach out. There's all of our socials. You know what? Thank you for watching. And we will be back tomorrow with another one of your questions and hopefully some helpful advice.
Cheers, everybody.
Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!